Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Too many buttons. Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. Welcome to Toker Talk Radio. We are on the air and really excited about what's happening in California. The reform CA language has come out, Coalition for Cannabis Policy Reform. And we are going to be reading through that for you, giving you the latest information on what is going to be legal in the state of California, should this initiative pass, and we certainly hope that it does. There are other folks out there with initiatives as well, and of course, they would probably prefer their own initiative to pass, and we will discuss the differences about some of these initiatives as we discuss them here, but Reform CA's got a lot going for it. Looks pretty good to me. I like what I'm seeing in this initiative. Now, compare that to some other initiatives out there. Right now, the big battle, if you've been listening to my show, has been over the state of Ohio. And what a terrible initiative they got going on in Ohio. Oh my God. This terrible initiative in Ohio would legalize the possession of an ounce, let you grow four plants at home, let you possess a half pound of marijuana at home, legalize hash up to hash oils and extracts up to an ounce, let you shop at a pot shop, let you own a pot shop, let you own a medical marijuana processing facility, let you own a marijuana testing facility, would create medical marijuana. But it sucks because it only has 10 plots of land where marijuana may be grown. So all the rest of that has to be rejected. And as the opponents tell me, as the stoners against legalization in Ohio tell me, this is bullshit legalization because it protects the interest of the rich. My God, it's just a bunch of rich people doing a grab to get rich. They're not thinking about the consumers. They're thinking about getting rich. It's all about business and getting rich. So I'm supposed to reject ending my criminality in the state of Ohio because of rich people, okay? So we've heard a lot about this, right? We've heard all about this Ohio initiative. In fact, Ohio Normal is opposed to the initiative. They say that it's no good. It has to be opposed at all costs. But you're not hearing much about Nevada, are you? Yes, Nevada is also on the ballot. There are two initiatives on the ballot already for marijuana legalization. Ohio is this year in 2015, but Nevada is on the ballot for 2016. Now, Nevada on the ballot for 2016 is being run by the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol, which is the tag name for Marijuana Policy Project. They've got a campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol in Nevada, in Massachusetts, in Maine, in Michigan, wherever they're working. Marijuana Policy Project has a campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol, or as they called it in Massachusetts, CRIMLA. So CRIMLA is on the ballot in Nevada. Have you heard anyone talking about this Nevada initiative? Well, let me point something out to you in this initiative. Now, it will allow adults 21 and older to possess an ounce of marijuana. In addition, adults would be able to grow 6 plants at home without needing a license and would be permitted to possess marijuana paraphernalia. And that sounds great, doesn't it? Sounds like the legalization you want, right? Wait till you get to the second segment, limited home growing. In addition, adults would be able to grow 6 plants at home without needing a license if they live farther than 25 miles from a recreational marijuana retail outlet. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound familiar to anyone out there? That is what we call the halo. The halo. Wherever there's a marijuana outlet, draw a radius circle, 25-mile radius circle around that outlet, and the people who live within that halo will not be able to grow marijuana. Their homegrown marijuana will still be a crime. Why aren't we hearing from anybody about how odious that proposal is in Nevada? Why are we not hearing from anybody about how that protects the rich interests that own the marijuana outlets by eliminating their competition from home growers? Why is there not a stink being raised about that? And most of all, how in the hell do the people at Marijuana Policy Project have the ability to walk with balls that big to be neutral on the legalization in Ohio because of what it does with a so-called monopoly or a so-called oligopoly, because it's not the right way to legalize, because it doesn't open up the business opportunities, and yet be proposing a marijuana legalization that criminalizes home growers if they live too close to a retail outlet? Who's trying to protect the rich people here? Who's trying to protect those few people who will be able to afford the $5,000 application fee, the $20,000 retail store fee, the $30,000 cultivation fee? Those folks get not just... The big complaint's been free market, right? We need a free market. Marijuana should be treated like a free market commodity. Well, what is free about the free market commodity that bans the home grower from competing against it? You want to complain about a 10-grower oligopoly in Ohio when every person in Ohio who wants to grow at home can go get a $50 license and do so and compete with the oligopoly? That's a problem. But in Nevada, where damn near everyone in Nevada lives in Clark County or Washoe County, Reno or Las Vegas or Reno, respectively, where damn near everybody in that state is going to live within 25 miles of a recreational outlet, MPP has essentially proposed a protectionist marijuana legalization in Nevada that cuts the civilian out from his own right to home grow. But strangely, nobody's complaining about that. I don't hear a whole bunch of complaints about that. No stoners against legalization in that situation, huh? Isn't that weird? Now, this is not new. This is MPP's standard operating procedure. They began this in 2010 in Arizona, where they dictated there would be a 25-mile halo around medical marijuana dispensaries that would prevent patients from growing their own medicine. How much more egregious can we get? Stopping a cancer patient, stopping a sick person from being able to grow their own marijuana at low cost to protect the business interest of the dispensary that's within 25 miles. And I'm not overstating that. This is directly done by Marijuana Policy Project to guarantee buy-in from the moneyed interests that they want to get money from. It's the same shenanigans Ian James has played in Ohio, just less transparent. At least Ian James in Ohio has the names of his 10 investors publicly posted. At least he's come out and come with a proposal that explicitly says, yes, we're going to give these business opportunities to these investors because they're the one investing in legalization. Instead, MPP counts on the donations from the dispensary owners, from the growers, counts on their monetary donations, knowing that they'll get the kickback of a 25-mile protectionary zone for their business. Pot meat kettle. Good God, man.
America's RRR7 secret agent of progressive change.
The name's Belville. Russ Belville.
This is the Russ Belville Show.
Goldfinger. When we come back from break, I will play you the quote. I will play you the quote from an MPP representative that quite honestly lays it out. These 25-mile halos are to protect the business interests that grow and sell marijuana at the expense of, well, in this case, sick people, and in the case of Nevada, you and me. Plus, we got our daily Toker Tunes coming up. Bacon Dan will be calling in. We got a great remix mashup coming up for you. And we'll be reviewing Reform California in the second half hour. Stay tuned.
420 Radio, turning red states and blue states green.
As a police officer, I walked a beat, served on the vice squad and SWAT team, and became an expert on drug addiction. I saw firsthand the effects of Ohio's destructive marijuana laws. Simply put, they don't work. Ohio spends over $100 million each year on this failed effort. It's time for marijuana reform, so law enforcement can spend their time cracking down on real criminals and making Ohio a safer place for our families. Vote yes on 3.
Expand your horizons and join us every Wednesday night for Gordon Green's Music Planet. You'll hear an eclectic mix of music from all around the world. Catch the first show of the month for an intro to world music. It's Gordon Green's Music Planet, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, with replays weekends at midnight on 420radio.org. Imagine life without taxes. Let New Era Certified Public Accountants, NewEraCPAs.com, handle your Cannabusiness 280E and tax strategy. Get your business prepared with New Era CPAs Cannabis Finance Bootcamp. NewEraCPAs.com, with years of experience in the industry, we are one of the nation's leading accounting firms for growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies from Washington to California. NewEraCPAs.com.
I can feel the spring. Long time since flower power. It isn't everything. Sometimes I'm dreaming about old flashy times, about old friends, all the funny things we do, and old hippies right. Not long ago, those days of peace and love.
Welcome back. That's Steinar Lindblad with Old Hippies Ride Again, part of our Roots Monday music, when we play the best in country, folk, acoustic, jazz, and blues music. And coming up at 420, we've got Bacon Dan calling in with another great one of these remix mashup type tunes. And looking forward to that. So yes, as I was saying, Marijuana Policy Project is officially neutral on the Ohio legalization that would allow home grow because it would protect just a few wealthy growers. But they're proposing an initiative in Nevada that bans home grow because that would protect the wealthy growers. And I'm not kidding about how this is their purpose for protecting these home or protecting the business interests from the home growers. When this was proposed in Arizona, the 25-mile halo, and again, that was for medical marijuana patients, sick people, I asked their head in MPP, Andrew Myers, why they were putting together this 25-mile halo rule.
Our number one concern when we drafted that piece of legislation was patient access. And believe it or not, the 25-mile halo around the dispensaries is in that vein. The reason being is that we want to make sure, because we are opting with a nonprofit dispensary model, we believe that dispensaries are the best avenue for patient access, that the average patient who has never cultivated marijuana in the past, doesn't have a relationship with a caregiver, gets a recommendation from their endocrinologist, would much rather go to a dispensary. So it became important for us to think about what is going to make these dispensaries viable. So what we decided to do is we went with a statewide cap on the number of dispensaries that is tied to, like you mentioned, the number of pharmacies we have licensed in our state. We said that for every 10 pharmacies that are licensed, we will have one dispensary, which comes out to about 120 dispensaries currently in Arizona. The 25-mile halo around the dispensaries was, again, to give a market to the dispensaries in the community so they would be viable, so they're available for patients. 95% of patients who are medical marijuana patients don't have any desire to cultivate. I mean, the people that are in this room are not the mainstream of the medical marijuana patients. I mean, we're people who are much more active and committed in the cause and have a lot more knowledge and have the ability to handle it in a different way than your average patient would. So we tried to create an initiative that would be the best initiative that we could create for your average patient. I mean, you may disagree with some of the decisions that we made, and I don't have any problem discussing with people afterwards about the way that we made choices within the initiative, but trust me, the patient access, your average patient was our number one concern when we drafted that initiative, and I'm confident that we will have a very high-functioning medical marijuana program when this goes into effect, and something will be the end of the effort. That's what we hope for.
Well, 5 years later, I don't think many patients in Arizona would say they have a high-functioning medical marijuana program, given that now 97.2% of them live somewhere where they cannot grow their own medical cannabis because, as he said,
the 25-mile halo around the dispensaries was, again, to give a market to the dispensaries in the community so they would be viable and so they're available for patients.
To give a market to the dispensaries to ensure that they would be viable, because, you know, it's a risky business opening up a marijuana store. My goodness, it's so hard selling marijuana and staying in business. We just have to make sure that we protect them from anyone within a 50-mile diameter from being able to grow the marijuana that would compete with those dispensaries. That's exactly why they are doing this. Don't be fooled.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
And guess what? Despite that, despite my extreme hatred of this halo rule that bans home growing, which I think is worse than just an outright home grow ban. At least an outright home grow ban, people would know there's no home growing. With this, they're going to be fooled into thinking there's going to be some home growing anywhere but the freaking remotest areas of Nevada. I'd still vote for it. Because it's legalization.
420 Radio. Tune in, turn on, get high, Lee educated. The Russ Belville Show is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association in the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com, and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details.
Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Roots Monday, featuring the blues, country, folk, and jazz music that birthed the modern sounds we enjoy today. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, great time for some Daily Toker Tunes because I really need to relax just a little bit. We got Bacon Dan on the line. How you doing, Dan?
Well, I'm doing great, man. It's a weird warm day in the fall here in Portland, Oregon. But hey, you can go into a store and purchase legal cannabis.
And it's usually air conditioned.
Absolutely. They're always air conditioned. They're always happy to see you.
How was your first legal purchase day last Thursday?
It was awesome. I actually ended up working the day that it went legal, and I kind of wanted to avoid the lines. I'm not that big about standing in queues and stuff. I kind of get my anxiety up, but I made my day just driving around Portland, and at midnight, people lined up and just partying and hugging each other and like people just like with tears in their eyes. It was beautiful. I'm so proud to be part of that.
Yeah, it was a wonderful thing. And another thing that's nice about it is how it happened in so many Portland neighborhoods because of our 104 different dispensaries. I was in the Northeast. Herb was in the East Side District and the Southeast, and there the people everywhere were getting to enjoy this.
Oh, yeah, I was in close in the Southeast. I mean, I was going right down Division and 39th. And, I mean, everyone's just loving life. And I will say, I went grocery shopping yesterday, and I will, you know, there's a lot of people who need to know a little dabble beauty. There's a lot of stone people at the Hawthorne Fred Meyers, but it was really hilarious.
And how did that differ from any other day at the Hawthorne Fred Meyer?
That is very true.
Hey, you know, I played a quote earlier today. I love this quote so much that this is my opportunity to play it again because you do have some Canadian background. This is true. This is Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper.
Well, you know, as I said before, there's just overwhelming and growing scientific and medical evidence about the bad long-term effects of marijuana. We've spent a couple of generations trying to reduce the usage of tobacco in Canada with a lot of success. Tobacco is a product that does a lot of damage. Marijuana is infinitely worse, and it's something we do not want to encourage.
There you go. Stephen Harper says, marijuana is infinitely worse than tobacco, Dan.
Well, this is also the guy who, when he was getting a vote of no confidence, dissolved the House of Parliament. He also let the leader of the First Nations go on a hunger strike for almost 40 days without talking to her. He's a piece of shit. No other way to put it. I hate Stephen Harper.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We'll play a Stephen Harper song later on, but right now we need to get to our Roots Monday Daily Toker Tune. Tell us about it, Dan.
All right, so we got another track from that awesome mashup artist out of Australia named Dog Spark. And Ruff, I think this one's just for you, especially you being a bassist. We're combining two classic Police songs. We're Message in a Bottle and I Can't Stand Losing. Oh. And the weird part is this works so well. I mean, this could be a new track or a track on any of their classic albums. And it's just, it's freaky almost how well it works.
All right, well, here it is, Dog Spark from Australia with the mashup, I Can't Stand Losing, A Message in a Bottle. Bacon Dan, have yourself a great day. Enjoy karaoke from hell tonight, okay?
I will, sir.
I called you so many times to
20 Radio, the world's voice of marijuana legalization. The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com. Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
You're listening to 420 Radio. Listen Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific for Drug Policy Facts, podcasting at drugwarfacts.org. Hosted by the editor of Drug War Facts, this show is a wealth of information for seekers of truth in the drug policy debates. Check our online listings for Drug Policy Facts with Doug McVeigh from drugwarfacts.org.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Well, you know, as I said before, there's just overwhelming and growing scientific and medical evidence about the bad long-term effects of marijuana. We've spent a couple of generations trying to reduce the usage of tobacco in Canada with a lot of success. Tobacco is a product that does a lot of damage. Marijuana is infinitely worse, and it's something we do not want to encourage.
Went to a good party just the other day. There was a lot of good folks smoking pot. I was there to play. We got a leader up in Ottawa, likes to get his own way. He's up there making laws to put them all away.
Chill up, Stevie Bond. We ain't all that bad. Open up your redneck mind. Laugh and don't be sad.
Obama said that he inhaled. You know that's the point.
And I wish Stephen Harper smoked a joint.
Well, you know, as I said before, there's just overwhelming and growing scientific and medical evidence about the bad long-term effects of marijuana. We've spent a couple of generations trying to reduce the usage of tobacco in Canada with a lot of success. Tobacco is a product that does a lot of damage. Marijuana is infinitely worse, and it's something we do not want to encourage.
Come on, Stevie Bond, burn one up with me. If you do, I think you'll find we ain't your enemy.
Obama said that he'd help. You know that's the point.
Now with Stephen Harper smoke a joint.
In closing, I'd like to say you need a little work. I may be wrong, but you're coming across just like a pompous jerk. You say that you're a John Lennon fan. You heard 10 for 2. Cause the way that you've been acting, he wouldn't be no fan of you.
Come on, Stevie Ron, we ain't all that bad. Open up your redneck mind, laugh and don't be sad.
Obama said that he inhaled, you know that's the point.
I wish Stephen Harper smoked a joint.
Big old fatty.
Yes. That's Green Outlaws with I Wish Stephen Harper'd Smoke a Joint, with words from Stephen Harper himself saying that marijuana is infinitely more harmful than tobacco because he doesn't understand science, medicine, or basic mathematics. Nothing could be infinitely more harmful than something unless the something you're referring to is absolutely harmless. Make whatever scale you want to make, Mr. Harper. 0 to whatever. Doesn't matter. Where 0 means no harm and whatever means harm. Whatever that scale is, the only way you can get to infinity in a comparison is if what you're comparing it to is 0. Division by 0 will give you an infinity. That's it. So your statement is stupid on multiple levels. It's stupid on the level of saying marijuana is infinitely more harmful than tobacco, because obviously marijuana is far safer than tobacco. But it's also idiotic because it infers, or does it imply? I always get those two mixed up. But it suggests that tobacco is harmless. The only way you can make that math work is if tobacco's absolutely harmless. So, Stephen Harper needs to smoke a joint. Stephen Harper needs to be defeated in your Canadian federal elections. I got Brian Kerr in the chat room, one of our Canadian listeners. I don't know when your election happens or what we can do to help it. But by God, let's hope you get Justin Trudeau in. As the new leader in Canada, you can join us here in the United States and moving forward with marijuana reforms. My goodness. All right. So let's get to some marijuana reforms. I don't want to talk about Ohio or Nevada anymore. Although I'm still kind of upset about the Nevada thing. I mean, I kind of knew it, right? Like I'd already known that there was a halo coming with this one, but then it kind of 2 and 2 went together with me. Like, wait a minute, wait. MPP is going to be neutral on Ohio that allows consumers to be legal in possession and legal to grow. But they're going to put forth something that only makes it legal for consumers to possess and buy. You get possess, grow, and buy with a $50 license for the grow in Ohio. You get possess and buy in Nevada. And grow if you live more than 25 miles away from any civilization in Nevada. Think about this. See, I know Nevada. I know Nevada quite well. I had lived in Idaho and played music in many places in northern Nevada. And when people think Nevada, they think Las Vegas. MPP did this too. They tried to pass legalization in Nevada a couple of times, thinking that, well, you know, Nevada, you got Vegas and slots and strippers and gambling and drinking and whores. And why not legalize there? But the problem they don't realize is Nevada is Las Vegas and then a whole bunch of Utah and Idaho. As far as its religion, there's a lot of Mormons in Nevada. As far as its rural, conservative, farmer, rancher kind of outlook, right? So they failed miserably trying to legalize in Nevada a couple of times because most of Nevada wasn't cool with that, still had the negative connotation of marijuana. But now, moving forward, what's going to happen is nobody in the cities of Nevada, the major cities, is going to be able to grow marijuana if this thing passes. Now, to be fair, I would vote for it. I still would vote for it. It's still legalization. But understand that the legalization you're going to get in Nevada means anyone in a city has to buy their weed. Nobody's going to be able to grow their own. That's not going to happen. Then consider the rural areas. Winnemucca, Ely, Nevada, Lovelock, Nevada, Jackson, God, what the hell was that place? Jackpot, Nevada. All these little places, little tiny towns that are one of those towns that exist because there's a gas station there and there's not another one for another 150 miles or so. That's pretty much their claim to fame. Those will be the places where you'll be able to grow at home. But suppose you want to open up a pot shop there. Suppose this legalization passes and you get all these rural people growing their six plants. Now you come along and you want to open up a pot shop. Do you suppose there's going to be some community opposition to that? Do you suppose all the people that already have the right to grow, who've already spent a couple grand on lights, invested their time putting some plants together, aren't going to cotton to the idea of setting up a dispensary that immediately makes all of the home grows within a 25-mile radius illegal? Of course there's going to be opposition to that. So what you're going to end up with is cities in Nevada where you have to buy weed and rural areas in Nevada where you can't buy weed. People who live in the cities, most of Nevadans, won't be able to grow their own. And people who are out in the country during travel or whatever won't ever have a place to buy it. You're going to have pot shops in Vegas. You'll have pot shops in Reno, maybe Carson City, Sparks. Maybe Winnemucca. Maybe Winnemucca will have a pot shop. But most of Nevada, no. Well, it'll be just like Arizona, where there's just a few tiny places. A 25-mile radius is huge, folks. That's a circle 50 miles across. Nevada's only about 300 miles across and about 450 tall. So it doesn't take too many circles to fill up that whole area. So this is, I said I wasn't going to talk about Nevada, but there you go. I went and talked about Nevada. It's odious. I hate it. I hate it worse than this oligopoly in Ohio thing. And I don't like the oligopoly idea in Ohio, which isn't really now an oligopoly. It's 10 plots of land, but still, it's kind of a stupid move. But at least he's open and honest about it. This no home grow 25-mile halo doesn't get pointed out much by MPP. Doesn't get pointed out much. Haven't heard much about that. And you can bet when they do their press releases, when they do their talking points about it, they're going to talk about limited home growing. Limited home growing is allowed in Nevada. Yeah, limited to the Nevada desert if you got a double wide setup out there. Right? That's about it. Limited, as in limited to nowhere anyone lives. You're not going to hear them say it that way. I'd still vote for it. Still would vote for it. I'm just stunned we have such a vocal contingent of stoners against legalization in Ohio and not the same thing in Nevada. Why are we not hearing that contingent of people telling us how awful this one is? because it protects the wealthy business interests that own the dispensaries. It creates a cartel. Why aren't we hearing that? You know why? Part of it, I think, is that a lot of people have that lottery fallacy. Like, they themselves personally are not going to get rich growing marijuana, but they think they could, or they think their friend could, or someone they know could. When in actuality, the way these all work out in all the states pretty much is people with money and business skills survive and people without money and business skills don't. No matter what regulatory scheme you set up, it's better or worse in some places than the others, but that's pretty much what happens. Anyway, that's the Nevada thing. 25 mile halo. Other than that, decent law. I mean, prices and the limits are reasonable and so forth. But I'd tell you more, but the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol in Nevada has not posted the full text of their initiative. So I can't tell you the full text. What I can tell you is the full text of the Reform California initiative has been posted. Reform CA, the group that has Prop 19's Dale Skye Jones, also known as the Chancellor of Oaksterdam University, as the now co-chief petitioner, along with NAACP of California head Alice Huffman. So that's some pretty cool stuff. Glad to hear all about that. Glad to hear that Alice Huffman's come on board with this. But here are some of the details. I went through these really quickly in hour one. I can go a little more at length here in hour two to talk about this. There's some really good stuff in here. So first of all, they've redefined the criminal penalties. The first thing you get to is that it says, all right, look, we're repealing this section, that section, that section, that section, and that section. Everything up until the medical marijuana section, they're not repealing that. The medical marijuana part still exists. In fact, gets strengthened through Reform CA. But all the criminal code before that gets repealed and gets replaced with the following. There will be a infraction, a $100 infraction. First of all, the first thing I noticed in it was their definition of an ounce. California is defining an ounce of marijuana as 28.5 grams of marijuana. Now, an ounce of marijuana is actually 28.3495 grams. So in essence, what California has done has increased the weight of an ounce by 150.5 extra milligrams. So, thanks. 0.15 of a gram we added on to an ounce. That's not nothing. That's a crumb bowl, right? So, yay, more legal weed. Another thing they've got in the Reform CA initiative is what they've now defined as the new crimes, and we'll start from the lowest. The first new crime is possession under age 21, $100 fine. This is possession of an ounce, right? Under 21, $100 fine. If we catch adult minors, right, 18, 19, 20, we catch you that age sharing with each other, $100 fine. What if there's a 21-year-old or older in that group? Like college group, right? There could be some seniors. They're 22, 23. They're hanging out with some freshmen, 18, 19. What happens then? The 21-year-old can get a $500 fine. So the 18, 19, 20-year-olds all subject to a $100 fine. 21-year-old with the 18, 19, 20s gets a $500 fine. Nobody's being criminalized for their possession of sharing above the age of 18. So that's really cool. It's decrim in that sense at age 18. So that's really, really cool. Another thing they've got in Reform CA's initial penalties is 18, 19, and 20-year-olds who sell less than an ounce to anyone 18 and older is a $500 fine. Yeah, just a fine for sales. And that's if you're under 21 but over 18, $500 fine. If you're under 21 and you possess an ounce to a pound, right? Because under 2,100 ounce was a $100 fine. Over an ounce and up to a pound, $500 fine. If you're over 21 and you're possessing over an ounce, $500 fine. And for public toking, there's a $500 fine. Then, as we move up to the greater toking where prohibited, $500 fine. Toking in a car or being in a car where toking is happening, even if you're a passenger and it's another passenger toking, $500 fine. Public view or unlocked plants. If you've got your plants growing where people can see them, $500 fine. Get your plants in an accessible location, you didn't lock it up, $500 fine. Then we have some things that are wobblers. A misdemeanor wobbler, which is it can at most be a misdemeanor, 6 months, $100 fine. But at least it could be a $500 ticket. No arrest, just a violation, right? So, the, you know, circumstances will matter here. But these wobblers, these misdemeanor wobblers are possession of greater than a pound, right? So possession of more than a pound of marijuana in California will be a misdemeanor at worst. Just like in Oregon, where the possession of over, let's see, it's a quarter pound in public, at worst can be a misdemeanor. So in Oregon and California, there'll be no amount. Now, again, preliminary reading, I haven't been through the whole Reform CA thing. Maybe there's an exception, but as I read it, if this passes in Oregon, like already in Oregon, quarter pound or more in public is the worst, and the worst you can get is a Class A misdemeanor. California, over a pound of weed in public would be, at worst, a misdemeanor with 6 months and $1,000 and could be just a $500 fine. Unlawful sale up to a pound, wobbler misdemeanor. Under 21, cultivating, wobbler misdemeanor. And if your home garden is over 100 square foot, wobbler misdemeanor. So that's the kind of thing where, like, you know, they come into your garden, they find out it's 12 by 12. You're probably going to get your fine. They come in and they find it's 30 by 30. Maybe they've put you on the misdemeanor, right? It's going to be up to the prosecutor. And then when it comes to the juveniles, people under the age of 18, possession at school is a misdemeanor $250 fine, and sales is a misdemeanor $250 fine. We'll tell you more about the rest of the Reform CA initiative when we come back. Stick around. You're listening to Toker Talk Radio.
And now, a message from former President George W. Bush to remind the American people of our responsibility in our nation's war on certain American citizens using non-pharmaceutical, non-alcoholic, tobacco-free drugs.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
That's right, America, use less drugs. Put down the Prozac, the Vioxx, and the Levitra, and turn to the herb. Use less drugs. Our national policy is no longer just say no. It's now just slow down.
You get me too high. I overanalyze. If you've ever been too high, then you can sympathize. You get me too high. And I start to fly. If I said some silly thing, and that's the reason why.
It's always 420 on your 24-hour cannabis community radio, 420radio.org.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum. Elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Normal stands for responsible adult cannabis use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks are far less than those posed by legal drugs.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herbage Designs. Lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herbage Designs. We've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herbage Designs. We've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herbage and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
The mahogany is dusty. All the pipes are very rusty. And the good old-fashioned musty doesn't musty anymore.
Welcome back, everyone. That's Burt Williams with an old, old song entitled When the Moon Shines on the Moonshine. You can hear classic tracks from the early 20th century, the beginnings of our cannabis and drug culture, on the new Viper Hour every Monday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, here on 420radio.org. The best in early 20th century blues, jazz, and swing. We were covering the Reform CA initiative that has just been released. Its initiative text has been released. And some great stuff in there. We're covering what the new laws will be as far as marijuana crimes. There are some that are misdemeanors. There will be some misdemeanor and felonies that will remain. A six-month $1,000 fine misdemeanor includes selling over a pound, an 18-year-old or older possessing at a school, like a grade school, right? Toking while driving or piloting or, you know, operating a boat, whatever. But misdemeanor charges will remain for those. Then there are some felony wobblers. Felony wobblers being the prosecutor could decide to charge it as a felony or as a misdemeanor. That includes furnishing to minors, exporting your marijuana out of California, growing on federal lands, using it as cover for illegal drug activity, using weapons or violence during your marijuana crimes. Now, those last four are all things that are in the Cole memo. So you know these things were put forth to make sure that the feds were looking and say, see, we're going to really go hard on this stuff. Making any sort of explosive hydrocarbon extracts, like butane, propane, hexane. Employing anyone under the age of 21. And unlawful commercial cultivation worth greater than $10,000. And in addition to all of those penalties that we've already described, there can also be a fine of $50 per ounce of however many ounces you're over, $10 per square foot, if we're talking about canopy space that you're over, or a $2,000 day fine for violating the amounts or canopy space. So it can be some hefty fines there. Bosses will still have the right to fire you. So no protection for your marijuana use in the workplace. Landlords can still ban it in their properties. So if you're a renter, you may not be able to smoke or cultivate. Localities can still call it a public nuisance with respect to their public nuisance laws. But some good stuff here, especially for the medical marijuana patients. It has a specific thing that says it shall not interfere with the Compassionate Use Act, and it adds some protection for patients at schools from their landlords and from their employers discriminating against them. Now, it does have that thing of unless they can show they'd lose a federal benefit because of it, and that's most of them. Most of them can show they'd lose some sort of federal thing. So effectively, it might not have as much teeth as we'd like, but some protection for medical marijuana patients. What will become absolutely legal in California under Reform CA for anyone over age 21 is to possess an ounce in public, to home grow 100 square feet and possess the results of the harvest, which could be a lot of weed, and that doing so will not constitute child endangerment in and of itself. So you won't lose your kids over it. After California pays back $30 million in startup loans from the California General Fund to their Cannabis Commission or whatever they're calling it, the way the proceeds of taxes are going to be distributed is 50 to 60% of the tax will go to preschool, youth services, and harm reduction. 2 to 20% will go to research and rehab. There'll be a 2-year residency requirement for licensees. You can't have a violent or fraudulent felony. And if you got a cannabis conviction, you got a 3-year wait before you can apply for a license. Licenses will include cultivation, nursery, manufacturer, distributor, retailer, transporter, tester, and researcher. And when it comes to the cultivation licenses, they're going to be tiered by size, like Washington maybe, but they specifically have to include a tier of licensing for those small growers with less than half an acre. And when it comes to the taxation, taxation ends up being $15 per ounce, but a fifth of that for the small growers. Let's see, $2 per square foot canopy, $15 an ounce, but only $5 an ounce on the first 500 pounds for those half acre plots, $3 an ounce for non-flower, $1 an ounce for those small plots, 5% sales tax on flower, or 10% sales tax on edibles and extracts, plus 5% local tax, unless you're a medical marijuana patient. We'll be talking more about this throughout the week. I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.